Then Mr. James had his 83rd birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Uncle James.
Thank you. Thank you,
man. Bush had her birthday today.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh. Yesterday, too. Oh, Lord.
Oh, and Andrew Bush. Okay.
Okay, that's all right.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Well, I sent Dick and Jane yesterday, so I sent thank to you right now while we're waiting. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, Pastor.
Happy birthday. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. I like that. Thank you.
That's all right, Pastor.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me, bless his holy name.
Yes, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord is wonderful. Lord is binding. Lord is gracious.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Kept us yet another week.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brought us to this Zoom service this day.
Yeah.
We're grateful to him for this 20th day of March.
Yes.
Amen.
The 79th day, I believe, is of the year.
Yes, oh, that's good. We're moving on now.
We'll stay here.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I have been going through some rough waters, but we're still here.
Amen.
We've gone through the rough waters.
Yes.
Over the rugged trails.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He brought us and he's kept us safe thus far.
Amen.
He'll keep us safe all the way to glory.
Amen.
So we praise God for this day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody need to give God some praise in the house.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
That's a blessing.
Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him. Amen. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Now feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, we will give the invocation to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour, this service.
Yes, right now.
We pray that thou would take charge of it, God.
In the
name of Jesus, by your spirit. Lead us and guide us through this homecoming celebration.
Yes,
that we might remember whom from whom we came from.
Yes, we're praying
to get back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We realize that this is not our home.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're just pilgrims here. Hallelujah. What we have there. Homecoming service, right? That we might come back in your presence.
In Jesus'
name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, God. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We come to be glad and be joyful in it.
Amen.
Happy to be here.
Amen.
We're celebrating. Homecoming.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Friends and family.
Thank you, God.
Return back home.
Amen.
Glory to God. We're so glad to see you. If any of them are here this morning, we're so glad to see you. So glad to hear you. Glory to God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be ready. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Will lift up his face with thanksgiving in my heart. I will lift up his voice with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has done. I will rejoice for he has made it glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad.
I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. God. I will rejoice.
Glory be to God.
He has made me glad. Glory
be to God. It's time someone give us an affirmation of faith.
Thank you, God.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture has said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith, and one love.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
Our scripture this morning is coming from Matthew, the 5th chapter. Now, when Jesus saw the crowd, he went up to a mountainside and sat down with his disciples, came to him, and he began to teach them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed is the merciful, for they will show mercy. Blessed are the pure spirit, pure heart in the spirit of God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for there shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who persecute because of righteousness, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. I've read St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 3 through 10. Mm-hmm.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you, dear God, that you have enabled us and spared our lives.
Yes.
Yes. Come and celebrate, dear God, this homecoming day, dear God, for Central Heights Church.
Yes, God.
Family. We thank you, God, for all the blessings that you have stored.
Thank you,
God.
You have been good to us, dear Lord. Help us all through this pandemic, Lord.
Yes,
God. And we thank you.
Thank you
for Lord. Everything, dear God, that you have done in our lives, dear God. Yes, you have blessed us down through the years, dear Lord.
Yes,
we're so happy and so thankful to you, dear God.
Yes, God.
That you have blessed us. Yes, you just keep us in your care and in your will, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Do the thing that you will be pleased of. For in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
You've been so good. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you.
Lord. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the affirmation of faith, the scripture, and the prayer.
Amen.
Father, we pray that thou will continue to look up to the hills from which coming your help.
Yes. Thank you, God.
All that comes from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
who is the maker of everything. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
God, one election, then we were going to go to message for today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, may step away.
Oh, well.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow forever. Then all we need is what is in you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our scripture would be coming from the book of Acts. Ninth chapter. And begin in verse 1. Acts chapter 9, verse 1.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Saul yet breathing out cruelty, breathing out threatening and not slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus for to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
My Lord.
And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go to the city.
Yes, yes, God.
And it shall be told thee what thou must do. Talk to you briefly today from this subject, an encounter with Jesus.
Amen.
An encounter with Jesus.
Amen.
This is a story or biblical canon of what could happen to you once Jesus get in your life. Some people are self-made and they got their own ideals. They believe in what they believe in.
That's true.
But never had an encounter with the Lord. So you have these individuals, they got different faith, different desires.
Well, that's so, my Lord.
And different beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
All because they really haven't had an encounter with the Lord.
My Lord.
They think they are going the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this roadblock
mm-hmm.
set up in front of them that they can't see past it to see the Lord.
My Lord.
Because of what they say. And then you got others that don't believe in him at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in no kind of God.
Well, the same, my Lord.
They are atheists. And they have their ideas based on what science has said. But science is good in some things. But science is not right in everything.
Amen.
Okay. And we need to know that the only thing and only one that is right in everything is the Lord. He made everything. He created everything.
Amen.
And in his creation, everything will work according to his plan and his will.
Yes, sir.
God is a mighty God.
Yes, amen.
And there's none greater than he.
Amen. Thank you, God.
He will work things out for you.
Yes,
he will.
If you allow him to be in your life. Yes,
my Lord.
But you got to have this experience with him.
Amen.
That's so in order to live and do the things that he will have you to do. And to be what he will have you to be.
Yes, yes.
There's a mission that all of us have. As we journey from earth to our home in glory.
Well, that's amen.
We got a work to be done.
Yes, amen. Glory.
A life to live and to show to others.
My Lord.
The blessings of the Lord that he might be able to win their souls. As we witness about him.
Amen.
God has given us that mission as stewards of his body.
Yes,
he told us to go into all the world.
All the world.
And to make disciples out of all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And teaching them and that to observe all things.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever he has told us to do.
Amen.
Okay. And we fall short on that.
Yes.
Amen.
Because we don't have that true faith that we need.
Mm-hmm.
That we can do things that we are fearful.
Yes, yes.
Of doing things because we're afraid that we might mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I stopped by to let you know today that being fearful of the Lord is not good.
That's right, amen.
Okay, because in him there is no fear.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Being fearful of what you might not be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what you can do.
Amen. Yes, he does.
He made you for that particular purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a work for you to do that he has given only to you.
That's yes. Right.
And only you can do it.
That's true, my Lord.
I can't do it for you.
Uh-huh.
Your parents can't do it for you.
No.
Your relatives can't do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Friends can't do it for you.
That's true.
And not even your enemy.
That's true.
Okay. You got to do this for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Okay. You got to get born again.
Yes. You
got to be living for the King.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
God allows you to go through a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that when you really do have your encounter with the Son,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. That's true, my Lord.
Everything is working for that purpose.
Uh-huh.
In our life.
Amen.
So we need to make sure that we have had an encounter with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That he has personally
mm-hmm.
spoken to you in your spirit.
Glory be to God.
By his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know that it's he that is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And not your counter not being with the devil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And you think it is the Lord.
Uh-huh.
For the devil is a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
Okay, and he's also a liar.
My Lord, my God. Mm.
He will deceive you if he can.
Yes, he will.
And the word say he be so slick with it.
Uh-huh.
That he may fool just the very elect of God.
Yes.
He can appear as an angel.
Yes, he did.
And light of light.
My Lord.
So, because he is a deceiver.
Amen.
He's a masquerader.
Yes.
Amen.
He disguises himself.
Amen.
To look like you and me.
Yes, my Lord.
He disguises himself.
Uh-huh.
So that you won't know him when he comes up to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. We're looking for him to be like that lycan.
Uh-huh.
Horns. Pitchfork.
Yes, yes.
Red face, red hands.
Yeah, my Lord.
And since we don't see him, we don't think the devil's nowhere around.
Amen.
The devil, all his demons won,
yeah.
is around.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He'll get in your head
uh-huh.
and make you think that things are rougher than what they are.
Yes,
amen.
And nobody loves you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Everybody's against you.
Amen.
And you got to be on the defense all the time.
All the time. My Lord.
The devil, I have you thinking that.
Uh-huh.
So you got to realize that God is your helper.
Yes, he is.
God is your deliverer.
Yes.
God is your keeper.
Yes.
God
yes.
is your protector.
Yes. He's everything.
He will take care of you. Amen. I don't know. He said so.
Amen.
In his word.
Amen.
And we got to realize that God is all that he said he was.
Yes, sir.
My he would do everything he said he would do.
Amen.
God is our strength.
Yes, he is.
He is our help.
Yes.
In a time of trouble.
Oh, yes, he is, my Lord.
Now, as we go to the text, the word say that Saul was breathing out cruelty and threats against the church. Those that called on the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes. Glory.
So Paul had made himself sheriff. And he went to the high priest, who acts as the judge.
Yes.
He's your pastor.
Giving them a search warrant and a warrant to arrest. All that called on the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Okay. He went to the high priest and got his letter or his warrant. To as he goes to Damascus. He was going to the church in Damascus. And if he found anybody that was worshiping and calling on the name of Jesus, he didn't care whether they're men or women.
That's right.
Amen.
He would bring them bound to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And then he came as he was joining with some more men.
Yes.
He won't go in by himself. The devil don't come to you by himself.
That's right.
Come to you in numbers.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that can help make his deception. And so here comes Saul, who thought he was doing God's work. We got some Sauls in the church.
Yes.
We think we are doing God's work. We do the things that we do. And not being led of God. But being led of the devil. We need an encounter with Jesus. So that we'll do the right thing.
Amen.
When I say the church, I don't mean just centralized. I mean the church.
Amen.
From coast to coast. And from ocean to ocean.
Yes.
All around the world.
Yes.
Look at Vladimir Putin. He's telling the people he's doing the Lord's work. But the Lord is nowhere in it.
Amen.
Because he's doing the devil's work.
Amen.
God does good things.
Amen.
He doesn't do bad things.
Amen.
And so as they journey to Jerusalem, they came near Damascus. And the word says suddenly. Everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
There shine a light round about him. And the light came from heaven. And then they said that the light was so bright that Paul saw fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul.
Why
persecutest thou me? Have you heard his voice? Have he spoken to you? You ought to, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And they know my voice. And they will not follow a stranger. Or they don't know his voice. So have you heard him cry out to you?
My Jesus, Lord.
Come to me. All ye that burden and are heavy laden,
My Lord,
I give you rest. Have you heard him say that?
Yes, yes.
Have you yield to him?
Uh-huh.
Allowed him to give you rest?
Yes, sir.
Allow you to take that heavy load that you've been carrying?
Amen.
Somebody been carrying it for years.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, come to me.
Yes. Glory be to God.
You'll need that in account with him so that he can deliver you.
That's right.
Amen.
From all that problem.
Uh-huh.
That heavy load that you're carrying.
Yes. Glory be to God.
He fell to the earth.
Uh-huh.
And God spoke to him.
Mm-mm.
Paul said, who art thou, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, I'm Jesus who thou persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for thee to against the prick. And he trembling with astonishment.
Uh-huh.
He said, Lord, what would thou have me to do?
Yes, yes. Amen. Glory be to God.
I was on my way.
Uh-huh.
To persecute the church.
Mm.
But I want you to know now what he want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I had an encounter with you.
Amen.
And you made a change in my life.
Amen.
Now I want to know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I thought I knew what to do.
My Lord.
But I find out I don't know what to do.
That's right.
Amen.
I need my direction for you.
Uh-huh.
You need your direction from God.
Yeah.
That direction is in the Holy Bible.
Uh-huh.
From Genesis to Revelation.
My Amen. Lord.
Therefore, our guidance.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, our wisdom and our knowledge and our gain of faith.
Amen.
And the man which journeyed with him
mm-hmm.
stood speechless. They couldn't talk.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
But they heard a voice speaking and didn't see where the voice was coming from.
Amen. All right now.
Nobody was there but them.
Yes, yes, God.
And they won't them, none of them talking.
Uh-huh.
But they were speechless.
Yes, glory.
We call it spellbound.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. God will make a change in your life.
Yes, he will.
He'll make your change in your life that you will do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
And not what the devil wants you to do.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
The fall got up.
My Lord.
From the earth.
Uh-huh.
And his eyes were open.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't see nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they led him by the hand.
Uh-huh.
And brought him to Damascus.
Yes, my Lord.
And there was three days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He didn't eat, nor drink,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't see.
Amen.
And there was a certain disciple that Damascus called
Amen.
Ananias.
Yes. My Lord.
And he said to him, Lord,
mm-hmm.
in a vision,
mm-hmm.
the Lord said to Ananias, behold,
my Lord,
I'm here.
Yes,
and
yes.
Ananias out to him.
Uh-huh.
The Lord said to him, arise
uh-huh.
and go to the street, which is called yes. Straight.
Uh-huh.
And inquire at the house of Judas
mm-hmm.
for one called Saul of Tarsus.
Uh-huh.
And behold, he prayed.
Yes.
And what? And had seen a vision of a man named Ananias.
Yes, hello.
Coming in and putting his hand on you and that you might uh-huh. see your sight.
Yes.
Then Ananias answered and said, Lord,
I heard
by many
uh-huh.
that this man whom you sent me to have done much evil.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
In the saints, to the saints in mm-hmm. Jerusalem. And is on his way now with a letter of authority from the priest.
Yeah.
To bound everybody that call on your name.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said to him, go thy way.
Yes, yes.
For I have chosen the vessel unto thee to bear my name before the Gentiles and before the kings.
My Lord. Thank you, God. Yes.
I will show him how great things he must suffer.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
For my name's sake.
Ananias
said, went his way
and
into the house and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Lord, even Jesus had appeared unto me and told me to come that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
See, when you get the encounter with Jesus, he fix you up.
Yes, he does.
He change you and give you the tools you need.
Amen.
Do the work that he had you to do.
My Lord. Yes, he did.
Whatever work he assigned you to do, he had to equip you for it.
Amen.
He got people in the way to help you along the way.
Yes.
Not people in the way to block you along the way.
Yeah.
But help you along the way.
My Lord.
He will make things work out for you.
Yes, he will.
If you will allow him to come in your life.
Yes, yes. Amen. My Lord.
Ananias laid his hands on him. And scales fell from his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to see.
Yes.
Some of us got the scales on our eyes.
Hello. We've
seen the things that of the past.
Yeah.
Things that were wrong in the past. Instead of looking to the future.
Yeah.
Amen.
And look for your hill, eyes to the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Which come at your help.
Amen.
Lord, come for the Lord.
Yes, amen.
God will do this for you.
Yes,
if you have this encounter with the Lord. God had this encounter with Saul and changed his whole outlook.
Yes,
Paul, Saul wanted to know, Lord,
what
is it you want me to do?
Yeah,
Jesus said unto him,
go
into the Damascus. See, Jesus don't want to change your direction.
Yes.
He just want to change your perception.
He
just don't want to change your direction. But he want to change your words.
Yes. God. Thank you, God.
Don't go with your message. Saul was going with his agenda.
Yes, yes.
What he believed. Go with what the word said do.
Yes.
Amen.
Do the way the Lord said do it.
Amen.
Now your light to shine.
Yes.
Amen. To see the good works.
Yes, Lord.
And glorify the Father in heaven.
Amen.
So here's Saul now. God took the Saul S from his name.
Yes,
and
my Lord.
Replaced it with a P. And he became Paul.
Yes, yes.
God has changed your name.
Yes.
Amen.
From what you used to be.
Amen.
And changed it to what you can be.
Yes.
And what you should be.
Amen.
For him.
Glory be to God.
God will.
He will.
Do it for you.
Yes, yes he will. Glory
if it had not been
for
the encounterment of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Saul would still be Saul.
Yes,
amen.
But he became Paul.
Yes, yes.
And was able to write 13 epistles of the New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And he was, if it had not been, but that encounterment with Jesus, Hello. That may not have been a Roman.
That's right.
First and second Corinthians.
Had
it not been, but that account meant to the Lord.
Yes.
It may not have been a Galatian. Ephesians or Philippians.
Amen.
Had it not been, for the encounter meant with the Lord.
Yes.
It may not be written. The Colossians.
Jesus.
A first and second Thessalonians.
Yes.
First and second Timothy.
Yes.
Has not been. For that encounter meant with Jesus.
Glory be to God.
It may not have been a Titus or Philippians.
Amen.
Has not been for that encounter meant.
Amen.
With the Lord Jesus.
Yes, glory be
to God. Not have known that the word says there's therefore no more condemnation.
Amen.
Them that are in Christ Jesus.
My Lord.
Because Paul wrote it. And Paul wrote this epistle.
Yes, he did.
Because that message. And if Paul hadn't been Paul and still been Saul, he may not have been able to tell me that everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen.
And it not been for that encounter then.
Yes, sir.
You may not have known that the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
The gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
It
has not been. That encounter man. I would not know.
Yes,
how
sir.
How to come to Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I want to know. About the encounter man with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I may not have known.
Glory.
That the law of the Spirit and life in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus had made me free.
Yes.
The law of sin and death.
Amen.
I would still be under the law. If it had not been Jesus and Calumet that freed me from the law and gave me grace and mercy. Had not been the encounterment with Jesus.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able
say,
Father, forgive me. Hallelujah, because I sinned.
Yeah,
and he will forgive. Thanks be to God.
Because
of that encounter, man.
Yes.
With the Lord.
Amen.
I'm able.
My Lord.
My case before him.
Yes.
And he will.
Amen.
Understand.
Yes, he will.
And well done.
Amen.
By and by.
Yeah.
Yes, and not been.
Yes, sir.
That encounter meant
with
the Lord.
Yes.
I may not have known.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
I can talk.
Yeah.
The tongues of men.
Yes.
And of angels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Know how love.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Doing a thing.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
That love forgives all. Love conquers all. Love is kind.
Love
is good.
Love
forgives all.
Yes, sir.
Let me know. Whatever I did.
Amen.
It does in life.
Yes.
Love conquers it all.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do it for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Songwriters wrote it this way.
Yes.
Heavy load.
Yeah.
Heavy load.
Yes.
I got rid of
my heavy load.
Heavy load.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, got rid of
my
heavy load.
Yeah.
Encounterment with Jesus.
Amen.
On a Monday, I got rid of by heavy load.
Yes.
Heavy load. Glory be to God.
On a Tuesday. Amen. I had my encounterment with the Lord.
Yes.
And I got rid of my heavy load.
My heavy load. Oh, yes.
Somebody said on the Wednesday.
Yes.
I had my encounter with Jesus. And he changed my life.
Amen.
I got rid of my heavy load.
Yes. Amen.
On the Thursday, I got rid of
that heavy load.
Amen.
In the prayer meeting. So if you don't have that encounter with Jesus, you'll never experience.
That's true.
The love that he has for you.
That's true.
The joy he has, the power he's given you.
Yes.
The hope that he's given you.
Tell
it. Get it all. Thank you. By coming back to home of Jesus.
Yeah. Glory be to God.
Come back home with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He'll make everything all right.
Yes,
he will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He will.
Yes, he will.
Lift that heavy burden from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, as we told you earlier in the message,
yes.
Come unto me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not wait. Some of you,
yeah,
but all of you.
Yeah. Amen.
Who are burdened and heavy laden.
Yes.
Now I give you rest.
My Lord, my God.
All you need is to have the encounterment with him.
Amen.
To give you rest.
Yes.
For your weary soul.
Yes.
My Lord,
to give you hope.
Yes.
And your despair.
Yes.
To give you joy.
Yes.
To give you peace.
Yes.
For your madness. He will.
Yeah.
Your whole life.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
If you just allow him to have that encounterment.
Amen.
I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking.
Uh-huh.
If any man hear my voice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll knock your heart.
Yes.
Open up.
Mm-hmm.
And allow me to come in.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. I come in.
Yes.
And I will sit with you.
Yeah.
My Lord. Mm-hmm.
He's having an encounter with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there with you.
Yes, God.
I will take care of your heavy load.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Yes,
he
will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, Lord.
Glory,
amen.
God. Have you had Mm-hmm. And I kind of met with Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God. Yes, sir.
Never
be the same.
Thank
Glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you.
What was your day?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you had your encounter with him.
All right.
You don't need to do it every day. He just need to do it one time.
Ah,
be sufficient.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to your name.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Thank
yes,
you,
he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. Amen. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you been tried
yes,
in the fire? Yes.
Yes, God.
Have you been tried in the fire? Yes. Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, yeah. Tell me, did you come through rescue?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Have you been tried?
Thank you, Lord.
Have you been tried?
Yes.
Fire. Mm-mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you been tried?
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. Did you come?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So many people claims to know the Christian way.
Oh, yes.
But tell me, how can they know it?
Uh-huh.
And they never bow down to pray. Right. Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Only you know that. Yeah. Have you been tried?
Yes.
Fire.
Lord be God.
Yes. Have you been tried?
Yes,
tried in fire.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Tell me, did you come through?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
If you've really been converted and you don't mind letting the whole world know, you really don't have to tell me. If you live it, the world will know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been tried?
Thank you.
Yes.
Only you know that. Have you been tried? Fire.
Ooh,
yes. Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, yeah. Tell me, did you come through?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, he did. Yes. Thank you, God. Yes, yes.
I know I got religion.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I belong to the noisy crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, we shout when we get happy.
Yes, right.
That's the way us Christians do. Oh, yeah. Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Only you know that. Have you been tried?
Yes,
fire. Yeah. Yes. Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, yeah. Tell me, did you come through?
Oh, yes.
Did you come through?
Yes,
have you been washed? Did you come through? Are you living right? Did you come through? Are you walking right? Did you come through? Are you talking right? Did you come through? Are you living for Jesus?
Did you come through?
The blood of the Lamb. Did you come through? Did you come through? Did you come through?
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Yes.
Amen.
Great message. Great.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it certainly was.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, you're right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel good, Pastor. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Glory. Mm. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Before we close out here, the word said, make a joyful noise.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All you land.
Amen.
Every one of you that can make a sound.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Turn your mute off.
Thank
so that
you,
your voice can be heard all over.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord.
On the count of three, we're going to make a joyful noise. One, two, three.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I enjoyed that message, Pastor.
Amen.
Brooklyn, did you say you want to sing something?
I'll sing a couple of verses for you.
Okay.
It was God's grace. It was God's grace.
Yes.
It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far, yeah. By the grace of God, yeah. I got on my knees one day. I said, please help me, Father. He said, you got to trust in me. That's the only way. I still take you by the hand and I lead you to promised land. God's grace is for me, and that's what it is. It's God's grace.
Yes,
it's God's grace.
God's grace.
It's God's grace.
God's grace.
It's God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this
far,
by God's grace.
Amen.
I'm going to give the benediction, and then if anybody wants to leave, they can be leave with the God's blessings upon them.
Amen.
Pastor, could I ask for a prayer request, or should I wait until after you do the benediction?
You can go ahead and get that.
Okay. My mother's having an endoscopy and a colonoscopy both tomorrow, and I'm asking for prayer for her with that, please.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and this service that we are about to pray that I will move on the mother's request.
Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, let everything that they do on tomorrow turn out fine. It's all as well with no cancer anywhere about her digestive system.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that thou will continue to keep her in your will.
Yes,
give the encounter to a life that
is
healed and free of any disease Everything is perfect in Jesus' name. Now through him is able to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion to the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Rest, rule, and abide with us now.
Yes, Lord.
And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.